Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming north 15 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north 3 feet at 4 seconds apart. West swells 5 feet at 10 seconds apart. And today we're going to take another look at the messed up world of container shipping right now. Container shipping worldwide is in a state of imbalance brought on by the pandemic, and that's affecting the ability of businesses to move goods from one place to another. Today we'll take a look at a story from the Seattle Times all about local products that you will recognize that are just having trouble getting from one place to another. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 2 inbounders, we have 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 10 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Cameron Busan. She'll probably be passing Astoria inbound at about 9:30 this morning and be in Kalama by about 2:30 p.m. She's a wheat ship headed up to the port of Kalama, but she'll be going to the anchorage first and waiting there a bit. Probably means that her berth is not ready to slide into yet at the dock. She's going to have to wait for somebody else to get out of the way before she can dock and start loading that wheat. The Aristides is arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll probably be there at about 1:30 p.m. today. And she is another wheat ship. She'll be heading upriver eventually to pick up wheat. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the African Pheasant headed for Kalama. She left at about 5 a.m. today. Take her until about 10 to get up to Kalama. She'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat there at the port of Kalama. Could be a combination of different cargoes. These ships, these bulk carriers, have big separate bulk bins with hatches on each one. So you could conceivably load corn in one, soy in another, and wheat in another. It really depends on what the customer for those goods wants. Captain D is leaving the Rice Island anchorage, headed up to Kalama. She left at about 7 a.m., probably be up there at about 5 hours, so about noontime. The Catalina is headed to from the Rice Island anchorage up to Longview to pick up wheat. She left about 9 a.m., give her about 3.5 hours to get up there. And in the anchorage awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, the PPS Salmon, the Arsinoe, and the African Hawk. And in our outbounders, we have the Federal Innoko. She's leaving Kalama with wheat on board, left about 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. today. The Marco is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board. She probably already headed out around 8 o'clock about 5 hours to get down to Astoria outbound past the downtown waterfront. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, leaving Portland around 8 a.m. Take her about 6 hours to get outbound past Astoria. She's carrying refined petroleum. The Pan Topaz is carrying wheat, leaving Longview at about noontime, about 3.5 hours past Astoria outbound. Basic Brave is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 3 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 9 this evening. The Sakura Leader is a car carrier leaving the port of Portland at about 3 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. Toyota's on board there. The Schubert is a container ship. We see her fairly often in the river, leaving around 3:30 p.m., maybe 9:30 p.m. past Astoria outbound. We're going to be talking about containers in just a minute. The New Keeper is a bulk carrier with wheat on board, leaving Portland at about 5 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around maybe 11 p.m. And the articulated tug and barge rig, the Vision, will be leaving Portland with petroleum on board about 6 p.m., maybe midnight past Astoria outbound. And the New General is a dry bulk carrier leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 6:30. A little bit after midnight, we'll see her outbound past Astoria. Well, let's take a look at the container ship situation. Yesterday, I was talking with you about how out of whack world trade is right now when it comes to container shipping, and how that isn't necessarily terribly visible here on the Columbia because we have so many bulk carriers that really have the raw materials. We ship the raw materials to make all the goods that go places in containers, so to speak. So this article is from the Seattle Times. In the Puget Sound area, a lot of container ships up there and a lot of container ships down the California coast at various ports there. And that is our 90% of everything, how things are shipped to us. So let me read you a little bit about what's happening with some cargoes that you will recognize, including apples, a big export for the Pacific Northwest. This is from an article in the Seattle Times by a reporter, Paul Roberts. In Wenatchee, tens of thousands of boxes of apples that should be on their way to the Middle East and Asia are piling up instead in warehouses. In Ellensburg, it's a similar story for mountains of hay bales that would otherwise be on container ships bound for Japan and South Korea. Interesting that hay is shipped in containers. The problem isn't a lack of demand. Foreign buyers are eager for farm goods from Washington and other states. But thanks to the strange effects of COVID-19 on global shipping, U.S. farm exports are barely moving. In normal times, we ship 10 to 15 containers of fruit every week to Taiwan, said Dave Martin, export sales manager for Stemmelt Growers in Wenatchee, one of Washington's biggest tree fruit exporters. This week, we will not have a ship. The shortage of cargo space has backed up Stemmelt's huge packing operations and idled dozens of truckers who normally haul the 40-foot-long containers to the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. It's also prompted Stemmelt's foreign buyers to look to competitors in countries such as Chile, where the apple harvest is just starting. Those sales are lost, Martin said, of the numerous foreign shipments Stemmelt has foregone since November, when the shipping crisis became severe. The cargo space crunch is the latest symptom of a global trade system that was unbalanced even before the pandemic, but is now so lopsided that entire sectors are at a virtual standstill. Since the start of the pandemic last spring, Americans have spent far less on services such as dining out and far more with Amazon and other online retailers. That in turn has sparked a surge in imports from Asia. The wave of mainly Chinese goods has overwhelmed some West Coast ports, especially in Los Angeles, where ships often wait for days waiting to unload. I told you yesterday about those areas offshore where ships are just simply allowed to float, probably in areas where it's too deep to anchor. And so they're just sitting there waiting for the opportunity just to unload their cargo. So it's simple economics, because a container of Chinese electronics, apparel, and other exports is generally worth more than one filled with American farm products. Shippers can charge more per eastbound container loads. And so it's sort of, you know, there are places where there are backups of empty containers and places where there are backups of full containers. So the upshot is that it's meant fewer vessels calling in Seattle and Tacoma during the pandemic. Vessel calls in January were down nearly 20% from the previous year. For exporters in Washington and elsewhere in the U.S., that east-west imbalance has created massive ripples up and down the exporter's supply chain. It's become a really, really complete supply chain meltdown on the Pacific Ocean, said a representative from one shipping agency. Trade economists and policymakers expect the capacity shortages to fade as the pandemic ends and normal consumer patterns return. But many exporters fear that by then they may have permanently lost some market share because people who need apples, say, for instance, as I said earlier, will be maybe seeking them from South America. That article's in the Seattle Times. It's a long article, lots of detail in it. You can find it there on their website. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.